Well, staying with cafes and restaurants, a 25-year veteran of the cafe industry is warning COVID restrictions under Level 2 will see cafes and restaurants fall like ninepins. Paul Baker is the general manager of Vivace Espresso, which has two cafes, and a roastery which supplies hundreds of cafes and restaurants around the country. Under the Level 2 rules outlined by the Prime Minister last week, cafes will not be able to have counter food or counter service. All customers must be seated, tables separated, and with a single server. Paul Baker says this will see operating costs go through the roof, and he questions whether cafes can increase prices any further. Paul, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you. Could we just get straight, because it's been debated so many times, I think there's been an elaboration of what single server means. It doesn't mean you just have to have one server.
No, single contact between you as an employee is the company, the cafe, and that table. So that same server can deal with three or four tables in a section scenario. It means it's not multiple staff going to that table.
What are the logistics required of you that you see as making it problematic for many to survive, to earn enough per day to survive?
Well, the biggest thing is the distance between tables. You can got cafes going from 18 tables down to 6 tables to spread them out. So your throughput's going to be lower, but your costs are going to be the same. It's cost the same to run an oven all day for doing the same amount of covers, or less covers than that. But also having the staff on the floor instead of coming up to the counter and ordering, especially in cafes. Cafes were a casual dining experience, not a la carte, like you pay $30-odd for a meal in a restaurant, but you don't want to be paying $15 plus for a sandwich, so for your lunch. So that's, we'll cut those back. If you have more staff on, more costs go up.
Who will be able to cope and who won't? If you could indicate the type of enterprise you're particularly worried about.
The small independent enterprises, like the MAPA run cafes with one or two staff, won't be able to cope on those because they have very tight margins to start off with. They're doing it for their own livelihood. They have very tight margins in a cafe to start. And then you have extra costs going in and less throughput. And cafes, they're struggling. They were struggling anyway. And now all your costs are going to go up. And if you put your prices up for your meals, people won't come in. Or you cut the quality, people walk with their feet. It's a downward spiral. And it's not just it's the flow and effect to the suppliers, to your fruit and veggie man as well, who may not get paid, and struggles are onto them. And that will flow through.
What is the rationale behind no counter food? Is it just the risk of people touching or breathing on it, that it's sitting there for a while?
Well, there's no rationale behind it, because all your food under food safety has to be covered anyway, like behind covers or in a food display cabinet as well. So there's only to the touching or close to your staff behind the counter, but there's normally your counters a metre wide anyway, but you're going to have a server who's going to put food in front of a person who could be within 10 centimetres of their arm anyway. So it's going to be closer to the server going to the person to the table than someone coming to a counter.
There does seem to be concern about the amount of time, just listening to the Prime Minister again this morning, the amount of time that a person is in the presence of a person with COVID or with their, whatever they've breathed out. And again, is that a concern about the food being sitting in a place for a time?
Yeah, but the food's inside, like on the counter, it's behind a glass counter. It's behind a glass display cabinet, or it's behind a lot of people who have ambient food display counters that are all covered glass. By law of food safety, we have to have it covered anyway. So it's only there. And then you've got that space, you're talking about breathing. From across the counter is a metre distance, but you can go to a retail shop and be able to go to a counter sales there. So what's the real difference?
Yeah. Is there any heart taken in the fact that the indications again at the announcement yesterday were, if things keep tracking well, this next stage might not be too long-lived? Or are you literally at the point with some of these businesses where they were only holding on till Thursday?
They were only holding on to Thursday. We're seeing some falling over already. I'll be interested to see come Thursday, Friday and next week, and also when the wage subsidy comes off for the staff as well, how they're going to cope with that. There's an increased cost going on. You heard about traceability. That's all costing money for cafes and restaurants to implement that. and manage that as well. So it's an extra cost. Apps for ordering food is extra cost. Some people are running apps now that's taking 5% of that sale is going to the provider of that app, which will cost extra money. Prices will go up again.
That's on top of the delivery payments to the delivery people as well.
Or even if it's click and collect, they're taking 5% and then a 50 cents transaction fee for the bank as well.
So
on top of that.
What to do? Are there some businesses, as part of what you're saying, is that some businesses should probably think about exiting the industry at least for now?
I would. I mean, some of them who were close to the wind beforehand and struggling and everything else there, it's easier to liquidate now, I would suggest, and come back when it's a bit more freedom and they can carry on with their own passion to actually provide food and provide their own, what they love to do for the public. People get into the hospitality trade to provide what they love doing and have contact with people and talk to people and get involved in their lives, and they won't be able to do that the same way. So if you're in a specialty market like in a vegan cafe or a specialty market like that, your market share is going to dry up a lot more, and it'd be dangerous. There's going to be a few people falling over, and there'll be a lot of hospitality will struggle. They literally will struggle now. I have a cafe in Timaru who's gone from 18 tables to 6 tables. So they were turning over $20,000 a week. Now they'll go a lot less than that, and they have all the staff. They'll be laying off about 10 staff. So
it's an awful situation, Paul. On the one hand, we're trying to stop a pandemic. On the other hand,
yeah. But if there was safe rules about it, you know, if we can manage to put on the counters, for example, put Perspex screens up and have a meter rule in there or layer it out there so they can come in and out easier. There is other ways. I think that I'd like to know who the government actually spoke to about implementing these rules, because the bars are struggling and will struggle, and the cafes, restaurants will struggle. A lot of them with less tables as well. So it's interesting how they come up with the rules. But I don't think it's...
Yeah, sorry. Very quickly, Paul. I know they've been talking to the Restaurant Association, and maybe you guys need to sort of deal with your own middleman. Who knows? But one other point is, on the question of apps we were discussing earlier, are you hearing some outrageous prices being asked? This is not just for the tracing apps, but for like online orders. Do you need to get a message out also that there are, template apps that could do the job and not to get sucked in by too big a bill?
But some of the template ones are expensive. I was talking to the person the other night, spent over $1,000 setting it up on a very widely used app that a lot of hospitality people are using. It's $1,000, 2.5% transaction fee to the app provider, and then 50 cents to the actual bank on top. So for your meal that could have cost $40 for a couple to go click and collect and pick up, it's now costing, you know, the extra on top. So they either suck it up or pass it on. So they, for the started off with, they just built it into their own costs. They found that they were costing them about another $4,000 a week of turnover. They couldn't afford to. There's too many people in the middle making money.
Thank you. Paul Baker, General Manager of Vivace Espresso.